Now, different kind of time capsule, Chad Matheny, a Los Angeles-based musician who records under the name Emperor X. His capsule is a cassette of his music, and he buries it in the ground, then tells his fans to find it. NPR's Sam Greenspan reports.
Listen carefully to this, because the song that Chad Matheny is about to sing might never be heard again. Chad is recording this himself onto a handheld tape recorder.
Why does it matter if you bounce all morning? Why does it matter if you're down and you're feeling awful?
There are two things preventing you from ever hearing this again. First, when he's done, Chad is going to bury the tape in the ground. Second, no one may ever find it.
That's it right there.
Yep.
This is the bright neon yellow cassette that will be wrapped in aluminum foil and buried under that boulder right there.
That boulder right there.
Yep.
Chad walks over to the rock, drops to his knees, and starts scratching at the dirt with his hands. Apparently, he hasn't brought a shovel.
I'm trying to do it loudly so you can get some good sounds, too. So if someone just casually comes over to the rock, they won't notice anything, but if you just dig down a half inch, it'll be right there.
In a few weeks, Chad will post the tape's GPS coordinates to his website. Whoever finds it gets to keep the tape, which also comes with a secret code that will unlock more music on his website for the rest of the world to hear. Chad says that these hidden recordings are mostly half-formed song ideas. It's his music in its earliest stage.
When I bury these things, I'm burying the whole creative process and just leaving it out there for people if they want it, because people usually don't get to hear that, I don't think.
Those who follow Chad's music career know him better as Emperor X, a one-man band who's been making a sort of spacey, lo-fi, indie folk since the late 1990s.
A large head, scarf slam, Concordia. Last night, a wave of sludge too dense to lift.
Though he's never made it big, Emperor X has gained a following. He's also caught the ears of critics, among them Chris Dolan, who writes for the online magazine Pitchfork.
He's definitely gotten rave reviews of his albums. He tours really hard and he does a lot to get out there. He didn't make it big for the reason that millions of really interesting musicians don't make it big. Whatever combination of things, and in spite of his hard work and his talent, it just hasn't broken through.
So if you're a musician who's been getting good press for years, but has never been able to graduate from the underground music scene, what do you do? If you're Emperor X, you find a new way of enticing people to hear your music, and thus the whole cassette tape burial thing. And Chris Dolan, the Pitchfork reviewer, he buys it. He says that in an age where any kind of music you could ever want is just a mouse click away, this is the perfect way to recapture the adventure of trying to track down a little-known artist.
Back in the day, you know, there'd always be that artist that you were in love with. You had to find all their albums, but they were really unknown, and you would go to used record store after used record store trying to track them down. And then finally you find one of their albums in the bin, and you're just so excited when you hear it, and you love it more because of all the effort you put into it. You have a stake in this musician now.
Chad Matheny calls the packages of tapes and computer codes his caches. So far, he's hidden three. When he announced that the first cache had been hidden in Brooklyn, college student Teal Reardon took the bait. She and a friend headed out, but the GPS coordinates only pointed to an intersection. They spent an hour before figuring out that the cache was hidden in an out-of-service subway station. They didn't find the cache, so they headed back up the stairs.
And on, like, the third to the top step, I just found this dirty old $20 bill.
So instead of getting a cache, you got some cash.
Yes. I was waiting for you to say that.
Nearly the same thing happened the next time Matheny tried this in Los Angeles. Chad's taking a risk here. When he hides his music, there's a strong chance that no one will ever find it, and the files online will never be heard. But on the other hand, if you're a relatively unknown musician, there's no guarantee that anyone will ever listen to the music that you put out on a CD either. It kind of makes you wonder if this whole burial thing is a gimmick.
Yes.
It is a gimmick.
That there's definitely the gimmick aspect to it. For sure it is. In the same way that I can't really think of anything that's quite this gimmicky, actually. It's not a gimmick to try and sell more copies of a record. It's a gimmick to try and increase the value of the experience.
Maybe by as much as $20. But at the very least, when people go looking for his tapes, whatever story that comes from the search will be their own. After thinking this over, Chad says that perhaps gimmick isn't the right word.
Did I say that or did you?
I said that, so what would you call it?
I think game is better. It has the same connotations of being fun, but without the connotation of that I'm trying to trick anyone. Because I'm not. If no one finds these things and no one cares, then yeah, I'm a litterer. It's not the end-all be-all of my work anyway. I mean, I'm a musician primarily. This is just one musician's response to the quickly changing way that people are consuming music.
But how well will this response pan out this time in D.C.? There is only one way to find out.
All right, I am back where I met Chad Matheny when he buried his cassette tape. It's been a few weeks, and I hadn't heard from him that anyone had found it, so I'm going to see if it's still underneath that rock.
I wiped off the dirt and dried off the cassette as best I could. I loaded it into a tape player that I'd brought along. I hit play and nothing. Just static and some faraway voices. But then...
This tape's burial is occurring on...
I sat for a while and watched the plastic cogs turn in the machine. And then I took it out, wrapped it back up, and reburied it. Sam Greenspan, NPR News, GPS coordinates 38.902194, -77.020952.
This is Week in Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.